good morning, listeners. On this fine December morning, we find the Big Cheese and his cronies outside a remote cave on Little Tokyo's beach.
Brr, sure is cold. Why would anyone want to come to the beach in this weather?
I'd put it down to a clearly unstable mindset.
Oh, what a lovely day to hit the beach.
See what I mean?
I heard that. Now, Bad Bird, if you'd be so kind as to fetch that little item from the cave.
All right.
Excellent! The legends must be true if there's a force field protecting the cave.
Couldn't you just throw a rock in it or something?
Oh yeah, I could have done that.
So, are you going to explain the plot to our listeners, boss?
Nah, first I want to set my plan in motion. The legend says that the cave is guarded by a magical force field that repels people trying to enter the cave for evil purposes. So we must find a way to get past this little obstacle.
Too bad we're not the pizza cats. That other force field would not only let them in, but it'd probably leave mince pies and champagne out for him.
That's a brilliant idea. Let's go.
Of course. We can manipulate the pizza cats to get the shield down for us.
Well, we could do that too. I was talking about the mince pies and champagne.
At the Pizza Cats Pizza Parlor, the Samurai Pizza Cats. We're getting the place ready for the Christmas season.
Francine, why are we making decorations for the tree out of pizza dough?
Why should I spend the money on normal decorations when I can save a few dollars making them with our out-of-date ingredients?
Well, you got me there.
Hey, Speedy, could you help me a minute?
Okay, what's up?
I need you to hold the chair up while I put the tinsel in place.
Okay.
Speedy held the chair while Polly went about the chore. But then, Speedy felt like having a little fun.
Rock the boat, rock the boat!
cut them out!
Say please!
Oh, I'm gonna fall, I'm gonna fall!
They landed in a... compromising position.
You big doofus, I could have broken something!
Yeah, my ribs. You've been putting on weight.
Why, you little girl!
Help! Help! Someone, please! Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
Huh? Wait!
Her face burning, Polly leapt off Speedy and curled herself into a corner.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Have you seen the Samurai Pizza Cats?
Yeah, no! Why, is something wrong?
Yes, my son wandered into a cave while we were on the beach and he hasn't come out.
That's awful!
Oh, where could the Samurai Pizza Cats be? They're the only ones who could save my boy! Help! Help! My boy is lost in a cave!
Woohoo! Finally, some excitement!
And her position before she came in wasn't?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've prevented mass destruction all over the world. Cover your ears, because the gun will explode now that the cats are in rescue mode. A great big cave we must explore to help the lady who looks 54. Kaboom!
Mama! What's the difference between a porch and a hedgehog?
Have you been reading the director's rule book again?
Hell yeah!
Then shut up before this scene gets caught!
The lady was just outside. Was there really any need for the cannon? Yeah.
Once our heroes peeled themselves off the wall, the lady led them to the beach.
And so this must be the entrance to the cave.
What was your first clue? The fact that there's a big cave standing in front of us?
Or the fact that there's a big sign over there saying entrance?
I won't embarrass myself further by answering that.
Please hurry. He may be in real trouble.
Don't worry. We'll find him. Let's go, Pizza Cats.
Yeah!
And so our heroes charge heroically into the deep, dark unknown. The shield vanished as the noble cats raced into the cave.
The scalable fools fell for it.
Then his two feathered sidekicks emerged from their hiding places.
Now, we follow those meddling kids.
Ninja Crawl should we take with us?
Don't be silly. We have to keep an air of stealth, and to do that, we'd be better off in a small group. So we'll make it 79.
What exactly are we looking for anyway?
Okay, so now seems like a good time to reveal the plot of this year's Christmas special. Last night I was in the palace library looking for a good Mills and Boon to read at bedtime. I came across a book of legendary treasures, thinking it was a romance novel, but came across the chapter of the magic lamp.
Magic lamp?
Yes. Just think of it. What could be a more romantic way to take over the world? A genie who grants 3 wishes. Now all we have to do is wait until the pizza cats pick it up and snatch it from them.
Yes, yes, yes! Brilliant strategy! A wise and great leader!
Well, of course it is. That's why I'm the big cheese.
Meanwhile, our heroes were jetting down the cave.
How long is this tunnel? We've been hovering for at least 5 minutes.
Well, it can't be that long. We're just entering a big chamber.
As Guido says, the pizza cats entered a large chamber. Up upon a pedestal, lie an ancient golden lamp covered in dust. Which is only to be expected when you consider how often Aladdin has been parodied.
Hello? Is anybody in here? I guess not.
Now would be a good time to play the Team Rocket theme tune, because the villains of this piece are lurking just around the corner.
Now all we have to do is wait. Once Speedy gets the lamp, you go snatch it from him.
Why don't we just grab it now while we're looking for that non-existent kid?
Have you ever worked in a theater before? In all of the Aladdin parodies I've seen, the hero always picks up the lamp first. Otherwise, the plot goes dramatic way too quickly.
Okay, how about the usual fight scene to fill up the allocated time slot?
Oh, that'll do nicely. Proceed!
Ninja Crows, attack!
What the?
A tremendous battle ensues! All the while, Big Cheese, Big Geriatric, and Bad Bird make their way towards the lamp.
Ah, at last, victory is mine!
And so, the evil villain began to rub the lamp.
Okay, congratulations on rubbing the lamp. Now let's get the boring terms and conditions out of the way.
Huh? What's that?
A genie.
So you can't wish for more wishes, I can't kill anyone, I can't make anyone fall in love with you.
We gotta stop him before he makes a wish!
You can wish for DVDs as long as they're not pirated.
There's too many Ninja Crows to get through! This way!
The trio leapt back to the entrance of the hall.
We'll wipe them all out with one blast! Get ready to use the Trinity Attack! From episode 37.
Right!
So what's your first wish? Times and conditions apply.
I know just what I want to wish for. I wish...
Heartbreaker!
That the Samurai Pizza Cats...
Fireline!
Never existed!
Never existed. Well, if I, wish granted.
Ah! What's going on?
We're too late.
My dream is about to be realized. My forces win control of Little Tokyo. Evil shall rule over all. You don't exist!
We lost? We're not supposed to lose. Let me look at the script.
Everybody took out their copy of the script.
Let's see now. Join them in extinction.
Do I get any good lines later?
I wonder if I'm gonna sing again in this one.
Aha! We've still got a chance to win!
All right!
Oh, fiddlesticks.
When Speedy awoke, he found himself in an alleyway. However, instead of his samurai armor, he simply wore a white hooded sports jacket and jeans.
What the heck just happened? Even my helmet's gone.
Polly was wearing short jean shorts, a yellow t-shirt, and a purple sleeveless vest.
Hey, this ain't a catwalk, buddy.
Wait a minute. He's not said what I'm wearing yet. Come on, be fair.
Oh, all right. Guido was wearing a leather jacket and a blue shirt.
Now that's more like it.
Since our heroes were confused, they decided to take a walk. All of Little Tokyo seemed much darker than most Saturday morning cartoons.
Wow, it's also high-tech. Titanium buildings, red searchlights, hover cars.
All we need are robots yelling, Hedgehog Priority 1 to complete the scene.
Suddenly, a young fox bumped into them.
Watch it, kid!
Sorry, mister. It's just that I'm in a hurry to get home. There's this crazy Eggman looking for me. If you see him, please don't tell him you saw me.
Don't worry, we won't.
Thanks, mister.
I'm sure I've seen him somewhere before.
Hey, look at this!
The trio gathered around a poster of the Big Cheese, pointing at the viewer.
The Emperor wants you.
I guess that explains what his second wish was.
Not necessarily. Remember, the Big Cheese wished that the Pizza Cats never existed. So if we never existed, then he could have taken over Little Tokyo, or even all of Japan with any of his monsters.
I guess that makes sense, but how come I still remember everything that happened to us as, you know, superheroes?
Well, the Big Cheese made a wish that stopped something that should have happened in the past from happening at all. So if we were never Pizza Cats, the Big Cheese wouldn't have needed to make his wish. But if he never made it, we would have got the armor, which means that he would have made the wish, bringing us round in an unended circle. You see, that wish tore a hole in the fabric of the universe. He made his wish that there were no samurai to stop him, so he didn't need to make the wish, so we did exist, causing the loop to start over again. So now that we are never superheroes, we still remember being superheroes to compensate for the hole in the fabric of time.
Because it says we remember, in the script.
Oh, that makes sense. Boy, Polly, you sure are smart.
Thanks!
It's favoritism. I swear it's favoritism.
The Pizza Cats return to the parlor.
Francine's sure gonna be mad. It's almost closing time and we've been away from work all day.
$5 says she'll throw a table at us.
You're on. I says she's gonna chase us with that giant spatula.
Oh, there you are. I was worried that you'd been arrested.
Francine, aren't you mad that we were out for so long?
Nah, business was slow as usual today. Nothing I couldn't handle alone. Anyway, you must be hungry. I'll put the supper on.
Boy, that was weird. Even for our show.
Huh. What's the point in going on? The Big Cheese is running the show now.
That doesn't sound like you, Polly.
What do you expect? This is fan material.
That still doesn't explain why you're talking like you're throwing in the towel.
I'm sorry, I'm just frustrated. Big Cheese probably has his whole army looking for us. He has a magic lamp that could get him anything he wants, and we don't even know how many wishes he has left. I'm just depressed, that's all.
And the fact that the world's going to implode in a couple of hours doesn't help.
Day and day!
You cheap crowd-pleasing jerk.
That's why I'm the main character!
What a hero.
So the planet's gonna implode, you say?
Oh yeah, since there's a hole in the fabric of the universe, the entire universe is going to flow into it, like water down a drain.
Well, I know just what we've gotta do! Okay, non-pizza cats, follow me!
What are we gonna do, Speedy?
You know, storm the castle, snatch the lamp, save the universe, the usual thing.
You gotta be kidding! You're gonna fight the Big Cheese and his minions with no armor, no weapons, no powers?
It's in my job description. Come on, guys, let's go plug that hole in the universe, stop the Big Cheese, and save Christmas!
Christmas?
Hey, it's a pantomime thing. I'm with you, Speedy. Let's do it!
All right! Let's put some music on during the interval, during which time we'll head over to the palace.
But the interval's not for 5 minutes.
Shh! If we head off now, we can stop at the bar on the way before the audience are out of their seats.
While the cats get ready to storm the palace, the Big Cheese gloats at his new empire.
My dreams have finally been realized.
You are indeed luckier than most, my lord. The rest of us can merely dream, at least for the time being.
Indeed. Now all I have to do is use my army to take over the rest of the world and everything will be perfect.
That's right, boss. When shall we commence the attack?
Whenever the boys are ready. I'm just gonna snuggle up with a glass of wine in front of the TV. If anything bad happens, I can just fix it with the lamp.
Ooh, yes. We can fix anything with the lamp.
Geriatric turn to leave the throne room.
Remember, Jerry, you get more flies with honey than with vinegar. Break it to them gently.
Oh, I certainly will, boss. More gently than I'll break it to you when I snatch the lamp and take over myself.
The heroes finally arrived at the palace. Disguised as ninja crows, they decided to scope out the grounds.
I just hope the crows we got these uniforms from are the ones who are supposed to guard the lamp.
Yeah, we clobbered 3 groups of crows so far. The last group we impersonated around laundry detail.
And the ones before them had to wash dishes.
Okay, so we made some bad choices with costumes before, but this time I made sure that they were guards.
Let's just hope they're guarding the lamp instead of the big cheese's underwear drawer.
Oh, shut up!
Waste guy. Eventually, our heroes entered the lamp chamber. Bad Bird stood like a hawk, staring out the window, sensitive to any sound.
Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe? Or casual acquaintance?
The latter, Commander.
The boss sent us to help you guard the lamp.
Okay, that's a little way off my shoulders anyway.
The Ninja Crow Field Commander turned his attention toward the window. This was quite pleasing to Sneaky Speedy.
Now I'll just give him a quick whack and...
Huh? What was that?
Oh, I just saw a fly in his tummy, so I swatted it.
Makes sense.
What in the name of deep pan pizza?
Look, nobody likes knocking people out more than me, but we can't risk a fight without our powers. Follow my lead and we can come out on top.
Golly!
A real magic lamp that grants 3 wishes, though I'd only really need 2 to make me happy.
Huh? What would those be?
My first wish would be for my own ice cream parlor. My second wish would be that no matter how much I eat, I'd never get fat.
That sounds kind of neat. You better use your first wish to stop yourself getting any dental problems, though.
Hey, you're right. Thanks, boss.
I've been thinking about that, too. My first wish would be that whenever I need to buy something, I'd always have enough cash for it in my pocket.
Hey, that's pretty smart. You wouldn't have to carry a heavy wallet with you and you'd never run out of money.
That's right. My second wish would be several beautiful chicks with long legs.
The zoo won't let him near the ostrich pen.
Not again. Oh.
Well, what would you wish for, sir?
3 wishes. Mom, there's only one thing I want in the world.
Go on.
I wish that I could be with my darling Carla again. Then I could quit being a ninja and live like a normal cartoon bird. I'm running Wile E. Coyotes and stuff. Then I could settle down, raise a family, and make sure my kids don't make the same mistakes I made. Stupid, I know.
No, it's not. Do it. Break the lamp out of the case and do it.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to get in any trouble.
Aw, come on. With a lamp, you could do anything. You can wish you were never a ninja crow in the first place. You can make up for all those years spent apart from Carla.
That's right! I can just wish for a time machine! Okay, here goes! With this, I can finally marry Carla! Huh? Where'd it go? You! No! It can't be!
Prepare for trouble! And mine's a double.
To protect the world from devastation, to unite our fans from every nation.
To denounce the enemies of truth and love. To extend our reach to the stars above.
Team Pizza Cats, blast off at the speed of light. Surrender now, or we'll punch out your light. Meow, that's right.
You abominable lolly cats! How dare you turn my own feelings against me? I'm supposed to be the villain here!
My gold-plated heart bleeds.
That was a big mistake, Pizza Cats! Remember, I still have my armor and weapon, and since you have yours, it's time I help myself to a family-sized order of sliced Pizza Cats!
Our heroes' backs were against the wall, and it seemed they'd run out of luck.
Not yet, we're not! Oh!
Okay, now our backs are against the wall. Guido, get us out of here!
I was wondering when someone would say that.
Okay, let's do this. Congratulations on the gettings of the lamps. I'll read the terms of my contract.
I wish for some really fast motorcycles.
Okay, wish granted. Boy, this guy doesn't waste any time.
Quick as a flash, the mighty motor-powered machines appeared. The trio of tabbies jumped on and roared out of the chamber. At that moment, Geriatric came in, leaving Bad Bird with some... splaining to do.
Where is the lamp? You fail me, yet again, Starscream.
While Geriatric looks for the correct script, the Pizza Cats engage in a fantastic chase scene, with adrenaline pumping, engines roaring, fur flying.
Get on with it!
No, come on, guys. We have to make this scene dramatic, or people will lose interest and put on a different MP3.
Dramatic? This is a cartoon chase scene. Just put some silly music on and we can get it over with.
Philistines, they have no sense of romance. Anyway, the Big G's, Geriatric, and Bad Bird leapt onto a threesome of race carts with built-in weapon systems.
I can't have one wicked scheme without either of you blundering buzzards fouling it up.
I'm sorry, boss.
You will be once I make my second wish. The genie may not be able to kill anyone, but he didn't say anything about removing parts of their anatomy. Now, roll out!
A crazy chase scene ensues!
Look, why don't we just skip the chase scene? It's just not the same without visual.
Works for me!
Okay, guys, we're just gonna roll to the next scene. Yeah, I'm serious.
The Pizza Cats reached a dead end. The Big Cheese and his cronies closed in on them. Is this the end for our beloved heroes?
Well, of course it is. There's no rescue team or Supreme Catatonic to save them now. We're wearing diecast metal and they're wearing 100% cotton. Now evil shall roll out.
Polly, would you do the honors?
Oh, sure. I was wondering when it would be my turn.
Not the lamp. Anything but that.
Congratulations on rubbing the lamp.
I wish we had our powers back again. Newly upgraded. As if it were a Marvel Ultimate series.
Oi, I'll never get to do my awesome sales pitch.
Just do it.
Oh, all right.
Get over the lamp. I'll make you wish you'd never been drawn.
Actually, Bad Bird, that's going to be your wish. You've no idea what you're up against, but you're gonna find out the hard way.
You'll need some payback, Cheesy. In fact, we owe you a big wad of payback. You're gonna get what's coming to you and then some.
You think you can ruin Christmas for our city and get away with it? You've got another thing coming, pal, and a first-class butt-kicking to boot. Who are we, guys?
Samurai Pizza Cats!
We are going to feel this in the morning.
Now for a little ice-cold vengeance! Polly, give me the lamp!
Here you go, handsome!
What are you going to do to us?
I wish that Big Cheese never found out about the lamp!
No!
But I could be stuck inside my lamp for years before I get a new master.
Well, look on the bright side. That'll give you plenty of time to work on a new sales pitch.
Well, Speedy, you've saved the day.
Yep. I'm really a hero who saved Christmas.
Though you do realize that we don't get the motorcycles. Or the souped-up new outfits.
And we still had a few wishes left that we could have used to fix the city without losing the cool gear we picked up.
Yeah.
So, before the universe takes us back to canon... Get him!
Guys, could we...
Oh, ow! Oh, ow! No!
Francine, why are we making decorations for the tree out of pizza dough?
Why should I spend the money on normal decorations when I can save a few dollars making them with our out-of-date ingredients?
Well, you got me there.
And so, life returns to normal in Little Tokyo.
Hey, Speedy, could you help me?
Okay, what's up?
Could you hold the ladder while I put the mistletoe up?
Okay.
There we go!
When she climbed down...
What are you...
Don't get fresh!
Merry Christmas from the Samurai Pizza Cats and the Big Cheese's Minions. And now, a message from the Pizza Cats.
Help! Help! My boy's fallen down a well!
Big Cheese?
How did you know it was me?
Because you already tried that in the episode.
Darn it!
You shouldn't make prank calls to emergency services like that. While we were dealing with that call, someone who really needed help could have lost their lives!
You're right, Speedy Sweetie. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle! I can't believe I just said that.
At least we won't have to do another public service announcement until next year's radio play.